Stockbridge School.
Hmm?
Stockbridge School. The Stockbridge School.
Stock.
Yeah.
So when he came to Paris, he met us at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And they took us to the hotel. They found a hotel for us.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely hotel. Now, I've got a great photograph of your stepmother on the balcony of our room in a lovely purple dress.
Purple dress. I think I was pregnant and I barely throwing up over the balcony.
No.
Arnold ever tell you about the night that he and I and Heim Rayfield and that nice girl Peggy Lindsay, got plastered and pinched the bell off the Stockbridge School because we didn't want to be woken up at 7 in the morning. This was very counterproductive for good old Hans.
How did he handle it?
I don't remember.
You were probably asleep.
I could have been asleep.
Yeah.
I don't think it endeared us, actually. People who run high-minded schools are given the pomposity of one kind or another.
Yeah.
And I guess he got to everybody.
You guess what?
I guess he got to everybody, you and Rab and...
Do we what?
Well, just by, you know... I don't know. What propelled us? What sort of malice propelled us to go and take that bell away?
I don't remember anything about it.
There we are, you see. I do. You lifed up their lives.
I don't know how you'd get it. Where was the bell located?
In a belfry.
And how did they get up into the belfry?
It wasn't very high. It was in a sort of...
What, in the main building?
No, it was in a sort of hut outside. It was fairly easy to loot. It is, when I look back on it, a kind of malicious thing to do. But it was a...
Here. I can serve you and Arnold. I'm going to serve myself on that.
Yearning for...
Have to worry about earthquakes around here, do you?
Well, it depends how much of a worrier you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's been within the chronicled times of when the San Andreas Fault blows its stack. It's about time for it to do it again.
Oh, really?
Jim Burke, who's at Caltech and in touch with all the geophysical types. And you can't tell, you know, within 40, 50, 60, 70 years.
But a building like this is okay, isn't it?
They're certainly all built up to code. It depends on, you know, how bad it is. The people that are at risk are actually the ones on the plane in the valley, and maybe in Pasadena. Not on the mountain where they're sort of on the rock, but down, because what happens with an earthquake is that you get a shake-up, you know, on the mountains and so forth, but on the plains and where there's any cheap housing, it goes one way, and that comes back. And this is, you know, what does in the non-code housing in the trailer parks and so forth. So it could be very bad. It could happen. Likely it won't.
We have them all the time. But our house is pretty, seems to withstand them pretty well. But I don't know what it would be in a big earthquake.
Oh, you want to fall at some point?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, you just get them.
I mean, everywhere in Japan is always getting them. But I think where we live is one of the better places in terms of
And
that.
You obviously built intelligently. You built, you know, pretty intelligently. Hopefully.
No. I was just thinking about it because I piled these plates up a little bit like this, and I was thinking, in my kitchen, I probably wouldn't do that because just in case.
Never mind, these plates belong to them. It's okay.
Good.
Pile them up.
Do you know, by the way, that your computer reads Japanese? It can display Japanese?
Mine?
Yeah, and yours can too, probably. Yeah. You go to page at the top right of the internet bar. It has page, and if you click on the little arrow next to it, you get a menu that comes down, and one of the items is encoding, and under encoding it has Western, Japanese, and other stuff.
And
what do they encode?
I don't know why they call it encoding. What it means is that it displays, in other words, When you just type normally and you're using your computer normally, it's using the code, whatever code means for Western languages, so you only see romanization. But if you get something coming in that's in Japanese, if you keep the usual code that you use, you can't read it. It's just strange, a lot of strange symbols. It's what they call crazy letters in Japanese. Bakemoji. I think it means crazy letters. Oh, by the way, sushi. You asked me last night what sushi means. It means vinegared fish.
Vinegar fish.
Yeah. You know, in other words, marinated fish. But anyway, so if, like, I was trying to read this Japanese letter today because I thought it was a poem that I had to translate. So I went to page encoding, and I found that I could change to Japanese. It doesn't change anything you have. You can still read English, but then I could read the Japanese. And then I noticed that when I went back to where everything was written in English, I checked the codes again just to see if it was still in Japanese. Because I knew it didn't matter because you could still read the English, but I just wanted to put you back where you had been, just
probably
in case.
A good thing.
Yeah, and it was back. It automatically had shifted itself back.
Well, that's intriguing. Now, does this mean that if you wanted to communicate with your university in Japan, you could send? You can't
I don't
send,
think I can send.
Because there's no kanji, there's no way of doing it.
You may have a kanji pack that you're not activating, because I think Windows may have it, but I'm not sure. So I don't know about that. But the way it's set up now, you can't.
Do you have any carrot cake left?
No. I can go to Gelson's.
Yeah, I was just going to offer I could go to Gelson's and get you some. I never mind going to Gelson's.
What?
I never mind going to Gelson's.
Hell yes, I sent her down for eggs because I thought we had six and we had none because you've all had fried eggs or whatever you did.
What, 16, 9, what?
Eggs.
You had 16 eggs?
Nice. Try again.
Six.
We had an omelet while Carol was away.
Yeah.
And that.
Well, I thought I had some eggs. You need an egg for Kasha, among other things.
And you didn't have any
egg? I had no eggs, and Janine went down and got us some.
Yeah, and I would be glad to go down and get you carrots. I mean, carrot cake. it's like going down to the first floor, you know, my kitchen.
Absolutely. So we can provide it.
You sure? Okay.
That's giving in.
Right.
If it is here, I eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it were.
What do I do, Carol?
Nothing. Okay. We'll get some tomorrow.
It really, you know, now that I think of it, it is sort of like having a maid downstairs, you know, who makes anything to order.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't even have to order it because everything is made. And when you buy it, you're not really paying any more than you would pay if you had a maid.
This is the whole upper middle class luxury of the States.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Nobody has to hire a cook.
Mm-hmm.
Pay her Social Security.
Uh-huh.
Have her around.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is go down to Gelson's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your income is such that 50 years ago, you would have been hiring somebody in your house to do this.
Yes, yeah.
60 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. But now you don't.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it is wonderful. It's certainly free.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there's a downside to it, but I haven't noticed it yet. Yeah, I mean, I've only been here 3 days.
That's right. Make no generalizations.
Anyway.
I think you ought to go down and get a carrot cake.
Okay, I'm going.
All right, you're out of here, right?
Decision. Which brand do you like? I'm sure there are several of this frozen.
Mrs. Smith's. I mean, it'll be frozen.
Is that in the frozen place?
I'm under desserts in the frozen thing.
Frozen desserts, Mrs. Smith?
I think Mrs. Smith's will be there.
They'll probably have 3 varieties, you know.
They may well, but you can't miss.
I'll get the simplest.
Put your sneakers on.
Carol, we're not leaving this week. We're leaving next week.
We're leaving this week. On Friday.
On Friday.
Mm-hmm. What time do you leave? Early in the morning?
Well, we have to leave about 8 in the morning from here, and I'm going to call Chaz's faithful type to get us to Lax in time.
Yeah, I'm going to be leaving about that time too, because I want to be at, we'll talk about it when I get back.
Right. Well, we'll make a list.
Dump them all together, much as well.
Yuck, I hate pasta salad.
If I'd known that, I wouldn't have married you.
Oh, I know. Well, these things surface after 50 years or so.
Thank you. It says keep frozen.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's ma'am, you know.
He quite likes it frozen.